you know, intent of God was is that he would have a family of sons called the human race, you and I, all mankind, on a territory that he created called the earth. And that through his family, his offspring, his sons, his daughters, mankind, that through them, he would extend his domain. What's his domain? All of the kingdom of heaven. That's his territory. He ruled over all of that. And he want to extend that man to a territory that he created for you and I called earth. And he placed us on that territory. And what he want to do is extend all that heaven is, where his reign at, where he live at, down here to you, to earth, through you. You've been praying it all your life. Father in heaven, that's where he is. He's the king of all the kings. Hallowed be your name. That means, Lord, you are mighty God. That's giving him glory and honor and praise when you say hallowed be thy name. Then the first request is, Lord, what? Let thy kingdom come. Oh, Lord. I wonder if you heard me. See, you go to God first and ask God, forgive me this day my daily bread. But the reason why it's really not manifesting our life like we want it to be, because, man, you don't know the purpose for your daily bread. The purpose for your daily bread is to, man, give you everything that you have need of, man, to establish, man, God's kingdom and God's will being done in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. What do you say? Pray first. You say, Father, let it be in my life here on earth just like it is in heaven. What? Father, he didn't say, but Father, let me do all I can and live the best way I can so that when I die, I hope I can make it to heaven. No, you pray this here. When you say, thy kingdom come and thy will be done, this is what you're saying, man. Glory to God, help us, Lord. Father, let it be in my life here on earth. Let thy kingdom come and let thy will be done in earth. Watch what he said first, you know, help you understand something. It didn't first say on the earth. Now, sometimes we pray that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But the original text say, let thy will be done in earth. In earth, man, is in your spirit. What's earth? Our bodies come from the earth, so that's a part of the earth. But there's something on the inside of our body called our soul and our spirit. So he say, let thy kingdom come in earth. Well, in our spirit and in our soul. And then when it comes, thy kingdom come in earth, and that will be done in earth, in our spirit, in our soul, then it can be manifested on earth. We're trying to manifest it on earth, man, without it being manifested in our spirit, in our soul. I tell you, that's kind of, it's a good thing. But baby, you're going to find you, you're going to make your way hard there, because while you're transgressing God's way of doing it. I told you, he don't work from the outside in, he work from the inside out. So boy, Jesus, man, did something, man. He come preaching that, man, and then he started teaching them, man. He come telling them, man, that all that, the kingdom of heaven was available to them, all that. We're going to talk about what all that consists of, boy. I'm talking about, man, all of it. Let me just throw something out there. You know, listen, God created us in his image and in his likeness. Not like the image that we've been portrayed of and been trained and built up and fought and come to the place where we think like, now, man, what you think of yourself, man, and who you think you are and what you think you have and what you think you can do. All that you think of, man, ain't come to. That's why Jesus said, man, repent. Like, boy, all that you thinking, man, you ain't got a clue. Even the best that you're thinking, you ain't got a clue. And if you're willing, man, to take that 10% of the your mental capacity that you use, that you say that makes you a genius in your eyes and in your standards, Where that other 90% at? That's because they try to do it from the outside in, and they but you start doing it from the inside out. Boy, it start driving out, man. I'm talking about you have wisdom and knowledge, man, beyond. I ain't talking about, man, wisdom and knowledge that this earth gives. I'm talking about the wisdom and knowledge, man, of the life that's in the Word of God. That everything else will pass away, but that's going to last forever. What was the original Word of God? Let's make mankind just like us. This God talking. There ain't nobody else on the scene. Ain't nobody else to counsel with, glory to God. It's him, man, for you. And let's give them rulership, kingship, authority, dominion, power, control, influence, what? Over all the earth. Over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, everything that creepers on the earth, everything that God made that come from the earth. In other words, what God was saying, the earth is our territory, the unseen realm. The God said, the heavens is our territory, the unseen realm. But let's make a seen realm for my son. We don't call that the universe. And the universe, man, we going to, man, create a planet. And on planet, one of the planets, we're going to call the earth. So the Bible says God created the heavens, that's all the universe, and the earth, specifying that in this heaven, in this universe, God has a special place, man, for his children. A seen realm. So he come down to this earth, his spirit, unseen realm, from the unseen realm, with an unseen spirit on the inside of him, just like him. Hallelujah. The Father never lived there. It's all by the power of the Holy Ghost. What he doing, the Father doing, sitting in heaven, boy, what? Extending his rulership, man, from the unseen realm, called heaven, to the seen realm, called earth. For what purpose? So that it answer your prayer. So that it will be done in earth and on earth, just as it is in heaven. So God created the seen realm, the heavens and the earth. And then God, man, by the Spirit of the Lord, man, come down to this seen realm, the earth, and he took from this earth, this ground, and formed a body. He didn't create nobody, he created you, spirit, just like him. Unseen, just like him. From the unseen, just like him. For this purpose, that you can rule, man, a territory that he has for you called a seen man. So he come down here and get you a seen body, form you a seen house. I'm going to talk to you about Mother's Day in a minute. Form you a seen house. And then, man, he breathed on the inside of that body the breath of life. He released you just like him. Gave you your own mind, your own will, your own emotion, your own attitude, your own everything, DNA, all that. And he inside of you, inside of that body. And then he said this, be fruitful. That means, boy, reach your, be all that I created you to be. Multiply. Not only you be all that you created to be, but everything come from you, man. All your offspring, man, the same thing, man. Teach them the same thing. Be the same way. Be just like me. What that is, man, that is on, and then he planted on this earth, boy, a little garden. You know it, that's the Garden of Eden. I done said it over and over, just putting some water on the seed. And he placed you and I in there. He placed mankind in that garden. And he said, and from this place here, that's just like heaven, that has the atmosphere and the environment, man, of the heaven where your Father is, man, when that way I can dwell with you on earth also. I can be with you. I can walk and talk with you in the cool of the day in this little garden. A carbon-copy atmosphere and an environment, man, that's, man, the same as, man, the atmosphere and the environment, man, of the presence of the Lord in the unseen realm called heaven. In other words, man, God's presence here on the earth with us. What that is, man, and it was on earth in that little garden just like it is in heaven. that long. And what was man supposed to do? Make the whole earth. Just like that. So when Jesus talking about, when I come talking about this kingdom of heaven, man, that's the kingdom of heaven that I'm talking about. That place that you was in that Adam was in before they ate out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Before we got plunged into this world here and all that you learn and all that you know of and all our Christianity and all our theologies and all that and everything else, all that's good and that's all that's done and everything else. And that's the history of God working through man, or the history of man, man's story. That's a good thing. We call it history. What's history? The story of man. But you don't heard man, you don't know about his story. What his story? God's story. The story of God. That's why I come on this radio, man. I don't have no sermons. I just come tell you a story. Not the story of man religion. Not the story of denomination. Not the story of my church. Not the story of man, mankind, ideologies and philosophies and theologies and all that, man. No, just a simple story of God, man. How God, boys, is a king. That's a ruler over everything. And boy, he has a domain, a territory called heaven. And in his territory, this king, and in his territory called heaven, man, he got some subjects. His subjects, man, is his children. All of the citizens in this kingdom is his family, his children. And boy, one day, man, he got separated from his children. And the moment and the day that he got separated from his children, baby, hey, he started, man, putting that back together and working it back together. And in the fullness of time, that ain't got nothing to do with days and hours, but when everything was in, the setting was right and the language could be understood, the Bible said he sent forth his son. Made in the likeness of sinful flesh, yet without sin. Tempted on all points, yet without sin. Why, boy, I'm talking about, boy, the righteous coming man to die for the unrighteous. Lord. The godly coming to die for the ungodly. Lord. To clean you up, boy, so that even in your sin, boy, you could have that white handkerchief, man, covering you. So when God looked down here at you, he see what he created, man. He see you covered in the blood. He see you washed white as snow. He see you as though you never ever committed any kind of sin. He see you the way he created you. And what he trying to do, boys, is begin to get us to see ourselves that way. And when we begin to see ourselves that way, then we start becoming who we already are. And that way, that's how God doing it. So therefore, man, even because he know we're going to fall, but in the fall, man, we get back up and we keep on keeping on because we know something in the kingdom that you might not know in religion. What? That there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Because we ain't walking after the natural man and the flesh, man. We trying to come out of sin. We walking after the spirit. I told you, when you find out everything that God has for you and that's available for you and that's available to you now, it ain't a devil in hell can stop you from getting it. Even if you don't get it in this life, right, that ain't going to stop it from happening. But when you find out what's really available to you and what's really yours and what your inheritance really is, boy, you be running to the... Hey, you know why them people follow Jesus? No... They saw the miracles that he did. But you know why they saw the miracles that he did? Because what he was saying, what he was preaching. If we're not careful, man, we go preach about the miracles that he did. And the reason why we don't see those miracles, man, because all we're doing is preaching about the miracles that he did instead of preaching, man, the message that he preached, man, that brought about the miracles. Glory to God. I wonder if somebody hearing me out there. I'm one of the boys. This is my message to come to you and tell you, man, thank God for all religion and all that, man. But the Bible says enough is enough. Bring all your religion and everything else. Jesus, I ain't going to do away with that, man. But if you bring all your religion, man, into the kingdom, bring it on in here. Bring it into the kingdom. Come on, bring it into the kingdom. I ain't trying to do away with, man, your Christianity. I ain't trying to do away with all that, your laws and your religion. No, I come to establish that. Just bring all that up under the umbrella of the kingdom, man, and I'll wash your white as snow. Lord. And it'd be one common denominator then. We all be headed in the same direction, man, toward the reestablishment, man, and the advancement of God's kingdom up on this earth. What, Arthur? We too would be about our Father's business. What's our Father's business, boy? To help him. Sometimes in prayer, we go to God in prayer, and we tell God, watch this. I hope this get past your intellect and get down into your heart. We go to God all the time in our prayer. That's why you say we pray. Some people don't pray. And then those who pray, the Bible says you pray amiss. You know what that means? That means you pray, but you ain't praying right. You know, you pray, and I hear your prayer, but that ain't that you ain't praying right. Okay, Spirit, thank you. Hey, listen, let me just pause for a moment and say something. Boy, this Mother's Day coming up tomorrow. And boy, I'm talking about, boy, God told, perhaps we'll come back to the message later, but God told Eve that you would become the mother of all living. And watch what he told. That you would become the mother of all living. And watch what he didn't say. He didn't say you would be the mother of all those who die or the mother of the dead, because all the mothers, even her, all of them died. All of them, man, you know, left their physical bodies. All of them bodies that God had made from the dust of the ground and breathed into it, all those bodies went back to the dust of the ground. Let me. And who was Eve? The mother of all living. This Mother's Day, and I say to all you mothers out there, boy, let me just plant a seed into your heart. You come from Almighty God, but you come from Almighty God, your spirit, but your physical body, the physical body of all our ancestors and everything else, come from the mother. Who is that? That's Eve. Even though Eve came from Adam, from him, then all living beings came in through Eve. So she's the mother of all living. The mother of all living. Physically. I ain't talking spiritually. Physically. Adam, the father of all living. But this Mother's Day, not Father's Day. The mother of who? All the living. I say this to all your Mother's Day out there. You know that your Mother's Day be a glorious and happy Mother's Day. And how it can really be a glorious and happiest Mother's Day is to know that you are not only a life-giving man, being that gave life to humanity, man, but that life that you gave to humanity is the living, not the dead. She's the who? The mother of all living. So all you mothers out there, you're not your children, all your children, even those who have gone on, and all of us whose moms then gone on, that we think is dead and no more, all our children, and all you mothers who think that your children are gone, and all you children who think that your mothers are gone, no. Let me help you correct something. That's what I'm talking about when you get into the kingdom. They ain't gone. They never gonna be gone. Sometimes we testify, we say, well, you know, my parents, my mama not with me no more. You know, my mama died a few years ago, and yes, my mama, she gonna always be with me. Your mama gonna always be with you. They ain't with us no more. Yes, they are. You just don't know it. Because all you saw, man, of them and know of them is that physical part that, man, but if you knew, that's why I say you're poor in spirit. If you knew the truth, boy, you would know that you know that you know, boy, amen. Yes, they are. You mothers, you know, you might not be able to tangibly, man, touch them, man, and put your arms around, man, a physical body and everything else. But, baby, let me tell you something. You ain't lost nothing. Just like God say, all Father, Jesus said, Father, all that you gave me, I ain't lost a one. That would make you the greatest Mother's Day, man, present, man, that I could ever wish and hope and prayer and decree upon all y'all. When you say Happy Mother's Day, man, that's what my desire is for all of you as mothers. And I know that that would make you, boy, a Happy Mother's Day. It would make a Happy Mother's Day for you. When you know what, boy? When you know that all your children, hallelujah, come from the mother of the living. She's not the mother of the dead. She become the mother of all living. I pray, boy, that God, man, speak to all your hearts that on this day, especially those men who both ways. Some of us, man, you know, have lost children. And then some of us, man, have lost mothers. So to say, you know, and like they're no longer with us. And sometimes on these days, man, is when most of those people grieve because they can't see another mother, baby. It ain't the time to grieve. It's the time to rejoice. Why? They might be gone, man, for you know in the physical, but they still here. Boy, they are the boy. They living all on the inside of you. They're not only on the inside of you, but even, man, everything else that they impact. Then the person itself, you know, the soul itself, man, hey, all the things that you think of, the very reason that you're thinking about them all the time is the indication, man, that they're with you. So those of you who are sorry and everything else, yeah, you can sorry, man, that you can't touch it no more, but you don't have to sorry and grief, man, that they're not with you. Yes, they are. They're with you in spirit and in soul. That's why God said, you can't see him. You can't touch God. Man, you know, but boy, he said, man, I ain't never going to leave you. I ain't never going to forsake you. I'm going to be with you forever. It's the same way, man, with your children and with our mothers. Mothers who have lost children, they're going to be with you forever. Maybe not physically, but they're going to be with you forever. So, yes, they are with us. We know what you mean. They're not with us physically no more, but yes, they are with us, just like God is with us. And just like you can communicate with God, I ain't talking about communicating with the dead, but boy, you can be encouraged, man, by way that they encourage you. You can be influenced, man, by things or memories of them in certain ways, man, and you can take all the good and you can just, man, take it to the next level, man, that'll make you a better person and then pass it on down to your children and know your children and your children. And what it's doing, man, is living forever and ever and ever. Who is Eve, the mother of all living? Everything that came into life came through that mother. Every spirit that came into being and had a body on this earth came through that mother. She ain't the mother of the dead. She's the mother of the living. So I bless you on this Mother's Day to say that, hey, listen, the greatest gift that you all as mothers gave to the world and to God and to humanity, boy, is to bring, man, life to this world. To receive a seed and then, man, give it to produce, man, a life. Well, I bless you all in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, I decree and declare to you that you are to be, man, adored and adorned and lifted up and built up, man, because all of us, male and female, man, came through that mother. Boy, I honor all of you mothers out there today. You know, and I decree and declare that you are great mothers. my mother, your mother, every mother, everyone's a mother out there, all the mothers on the earth. I decree and declare, boy, and say to you, all of you, boy, happy, 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 glorious, man, Mother's Day. That you never get this in your spirit, that you are a mother of the living, and that your mother is a mother of the living. Mothers, I say it again, you are mothers of the living. All those that you bought for, they never gonna die. They gonna live forever. All you mothers, your children, and all you mothers, your mother, the same thing. I bless y'all in the name of Jesus. And to whom I think, in my personal opinion, now, I'm entitled to that, the greatest mother of all is the mother of my children. So I say to my wife, you know, Gail LaVell, thank you. I bless you, you know, and I wish you the best Mother's Day that you had up until now, and that each one thereafter be even greater as you come to the knowledge of how great you are and how great of a mother that you have been to our children. I bless you in the name of the Lord, and I thank God for you. I believe, again, you personally, that you are the greatest mother in all the earth. I bless you in the name of the Lord. Hey, listen, family. I love all of you, you know, and all you mothers out there, you know, I want you to know, boy, that, man, God bless you. When I say bless, man, I mean that God, man, not only hit the potential on the inside of you to fulfill your God-given destiny, they're already there. But that my prayer that it is manifested in your life, that everything that you have need of, man, to be men, mothers, man, that know that you're loved by God, that you're loved by your family, your children, everything else, that, man, that you feel that you experience that you have that. I love you with the love of the Lord. Hey, listen, I have just a few more minutes left on this broadcast and about up. And I just want to get back to something, you know, what we were talking about before this. Hey, listen, man, this kingdom of heaven that's available to you and everything else, man, and as you learn and get behind the door and learn the functioning principles of behind it, first you're going to know what it is, what's behind you. I say it one more time. All of the kingdom of heaven is coming to you. Jesus died, man, he taught them, and then when he finished doing on the earth, he remember on the cross when he say it's finished. You know what he was saying there? That was the indication of, okay, the Father, the work that you gave me to do is done. What you gave me to do, Father? You sent me to destroy the works of the devil. What's the work of the devil? He's the one came in and messed up the kingdom thing that you had with your children. You come, man, send me to restore that kingdom back to this earth and to your children, man, to teach them the functioning principles of it, how it operates, how to live in it, man, and then die on the cross, man, for the remission of their sins so that they could be washed white as snow so they could come back into your original kingdom, your original plan and purpose for your life and start living their life from there. The things that I'm going to preach to them, the things that I'm going to teach them is how to live from there. My point in all that is this. The devil's most, as I started out, the devil's most successful tactic, man, against us, listen, ministers, is to preoccupy us with good things. Let's be careful that all the good message that we preach about Jesus and all that he did and everything else and his miracles and his mighty works, man, that we forfeit, man, the message that we preach. Let's be careful not to just preach about the messenger, but to find out the message that the messenger preached. That's what we need. That's what's going to get us, man. That's the gospel of the kingdom. And this gospel shall be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation. Then he ain't gonna come. Listen, my time is up. I'd like to correspond with you. You know, if you need further information, you know, concerning our ministry, you know, our phone number is 713-870-3776. That's 713-870-3776. We'd like to know if this ministry has been a blessing to you. We love you with the love of the Lord. My wife and I, Gail LaVelle, and my family, say God bless you. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, the mothers of the living. God bless. Bye-bye.